and welcome. My name is Sofia Parastatidou, and I am the founder of the British Law Academy and ILETA, the International Legal English Teachers Academy. In today's class, we will be discussing legalese. What is it? And look at some examples. When we talk about legalese, we are referring to the specialized and often complex language used in legal documents and contracts. It can be challenging for experts and non-experts to understand legalese due to its formal and technical nature. Legalese is designed to be precise and cover various nuances, but it can sometimes be a barrier to clear communication for those without legal training or those who come from a non-English speaking background. Some examples of legalese include hereinafter, party of the first part, and even force majeure. In addition, legalese could also refer to sentence structures and precise wording, which, although common in legal documents, they contribute to the overall formal and technical knowledge used in that context. Legal professionals use legalese as a language to ensure accuracy and specificity in their agreements and contracts. However, unchecked, legalese could create interpretation problems, ambiguity, thus leading to conflict and very expensive litigation for the parties, not to mention a souring of commercial relationships. In our next class, we will look at some language tips and what to avoid in contracts. This is Sofia Parastatidou, and I thank you for joining me in today's short podcast.